Welcome to the next Q&A for trauma healing and life counseling. In this video, I will answer question number 12. So it is about Q12. This time we have a rather short question, and it's about trust. When trust is lost in a relationship due to lies, how to proceed further? How to trust again? You see, it's not about trust. The idea of trust is a concept of the mind that tries to bridge the loss of contact. In other words, instead of being in contact, the mind, or the so-called ego, tries to find representations of security, signs of security and safety. And this is the difference between developmental trauma and no developmental trauma. Someone who is not suffering anymore from this kind of trauma is able to always be in contact with the situation, with the world as it is right now. And that means with the people, with the other, as he or she is right now. So the idea of trust or mistrust can only arise in a situation of separation. Actually, it means that you have never been really in contact so far. So just to explain this, what happened or what you described is that you have found someone and you trusted him. And this happened not because you have been in a real connection, but instead it happened because you interpreted the signs you see as trustworthy. And then you said, oh, this man or this woman is trustworthy. I trust him or her, then I can relax. And then I can relate, or we can build a relationship. This is a concept of the mind. This distinction is really important because this concept of trust is something static. It's long-lasting, as long as you don't perceive different signs. But being in contact is always right now, is always recreated in the moment, and it can change any moment. If you are living in trust or mistrust, you live in the mind, and if you are in contact, you live in the moment with the other man or woman. You live in reality. So now what happened is you experienced something that destroyed your idea of trust. You described it lies. You had the concept of trust, and then you realized that someone has lied to you, so your concept gets broken. And then what you say or what you do is, obviously, the idea comes up to separate. And from there, your question arises, how to proceed further? Yeah, I'm not saying that you have to stay with this person. It is not the point. The point is to get in contact. And if you realize that the other is not able to be in a real contact with you, then I definitely would recommend to separate. But as long as you live in the mind, you don't even know actually if this is the case or not. So what you have to do is to tell this man or woman what you feel, and of course your projections. Yeah, what you think about him or her. As I describe it in the concept of honest sharing, you have to get in contact, and only then you experience directly if this man or woman is safe. And this is not a concept, it is a direct experience. And in this direct contact with the world and with others, the mind with its concepts of safety or insecurity are not needed, because you directly experience how it is. There's no need for concepts. And from there, of course, also your second question arises, how to trust again. This is absolutely not the point. It is not about how to trust again to get into a relationship and then relax and then to arrive somewhere, because that would only mean that you arrive in your mental concept of trust. It doesn't mean that you arrive in a relationship. Because what you want is, you want signs of security so that you can project your idea of security, of safety. And this has nothing to do with relationship, with contact, because the other doesn't hear anything from your internal states. You see, it's about understanding this. If you live in this concept of trust, the other doesn't hear from you what you think, what you feel, your body sensations. The only thing that the other sees or hears from you is you're checking out if it is safe or not. Yeah, but this is not contact. It is actually a way of separation. So all these questions are irrelevant, and I would recommend to drop this idea of trusting or not trusting and instead tell the other what's inside of you, and only that. And by the reaction of your environment, especially the potential partner or your actual partner, you directly experience if it is safe or not. And you directly can decide what to do and what not to do. And this is the flow of life. And everything else is the mind. It has nothing to do with life and doesn't lead to fulfillment. So the key always, always at all time is contact. Only with contact you get information about reality. And in the mind, you are separated from reality. So try to cross that bridge. I know it is difficult and it creates fear. It seems to be dangerous. But it's the only way we can live. We cannot live in the mind. We can live only in direct contact, and this means exchanging what's inside of us.